then we're getting a lot more cases of them moving in. And the rodents we're mainly dealing with here are a house mouse and our common rat, which are both what we call commensal rodents. So they exploit man and our buildings. So they've learned to sort of adapt to us and exploit us and our behaviours and our systems and our buildings.
Hmm. You say that they've been doing well in the mild weather, so they've been reproducing rapidly. Is that it? And then more of the little babbies are surviving?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So the populations are growing. You've got a higher carrying capacity when you've got more sort of food, more abundance of food means that you can carry a higher population.
Mm. How small a Norovis does a rat get through?
So the best way to do any proofing is down to mouse level. So we say if you've got a gap with a circumference of more than 5 millimetres, a mouse is going to get through it, so you need to seal it.
That's
so
tiny.
Seal down to mouse level. It's tiny, and it's unbelievable if you watch them. Once they get the head through, the rest of them follows.
Half a centimetre. My goodness. Yeah. And what about a rat? What does a rat need to get through?
So a rat, so again, we're really looking sort of between a 20 and a 50 cent coin.
My goodness. So is there skull squashable? Is that it? Although Amy would know all about this, I suspect. Their skull is squashable.
So they're more sort of, it's more cartilaginous than hard like our bones. The skull, once the skull goes through, the rest of them follows. They're more sort of cartilaginous. Their bones are slightly softer than ours.
Mm. How do you know, that you need to call companies like yours, Rentokil? I mean, what are the signs? If I don't have visual sighting of a rat, how do I know I have them?
Well, that's the first thing. So the best sign, obviously, Pat, seeing them is a visual sighting. You then, if you're finding dead animals, droppings. So a common rat produces about 40 droppings a day. Now, you're not always going to find these because they're in what they call latrine areas. They're quite a clean animal in their actual habits. So they spend 20 to 30% of their time grooming. And they also have these latrine areas where they go to the toilet. But you're going to have the likes of footprints, you might find gnawed damage, you'll hear noises, smells, tail swipes in dirt as well. And also, they've got grease in their coat and they run wall floor junctions. They like to keep walls to them because they're naturally a nocturnal animal, so their eyesight's quite poor. So they use this as well to help them sort of navigate around. They've got this thing called muscle memory where they learn their route. They keep going these walls around them, and then you get the grease smearing off the coat.
Okay. And finally, when you come out for a call out, do you just kill them, execute them?
So that's the thing. And people have this notion that pest controllers are just the rat men, that we're just there to kill.
And well, the name of your company, Rentokil, would suggest that.
But the thing is, if you've got rats in your house, Pat, and I come around and I kill your rats, have I solved your problem? No, all I've done is free up real estate because those rats are there for a reason, because they've got food, water and shelter and they can breed there. So if all I do is kill the rats, then I free up that real estate for more rats to move in because it's prime real estate. So what we want to do is sort of educate the customer, say, right, we need to get you to seal these holes here. You need to look at the way, for example, if we start outside in the garden, cut back your vegetation, keep your vegetation back from buildings. If you feed your pets outside, when your pets are finished eating, just clean up, make sure there's no sort of food residue down. Keep your bins as far away from your back door, your front door as possible, because again, if we're leaving the door open to go out to the bins, we get distracted. Yeah. It's an easy entry in. And then it's looking at the outside of the building, sealing up those holes. With the common rats, if we're getting rats in the building, we need to have a look at the drains. The drains need to be inspected and checked.
Okay.
The signs.
All right. Lots of advice for customers. Richard, thank you very much for joining us. Richard Faulkner, Advanced Technical Field Consultant with Rentokil.